How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Susie, your jumper matches my spare room.
Yeah, I did think that. I thought, how can I really please Tom this morning? And I thought, that's the way. That's the only way.
I'm glad of it. I'm very...
I thought you might be. I've actually just seen that my laundry... I don't really say laundry. That's quite American, isn't it? My washing is just
smalls.
On the chair there.
Yes.
The smalls, the bits and bobs.
So
I do apologise for my smalls being...
No, I would never
in
have
your
known.
Eye line.
I would never have known. Would never have known.
They are very small. They're the smalls of borrowers.
Oh, Suze. So much to talk about. I want to start by saying congratulations to you and Alice for completing the big sleep out.
Yes, we did the big city sleep out on Monday, which I mentioned it a couple of times on the pod, so people might be aware of it. We slept outside with 50-something other people to raise money for the Clock Tower Sanctuary, which is an amazing charity in Brighton for young people who are experiencing homelessness, who are aged between 16 and 26. So they are very young and often sort of by themselves. And as you can imagine, in a place like Brighton, a relatively large portion of them are LGBTQIA+. Mm. So there might be people that have come here. They don't have, you know, maybe they don't have family that they're close to. Anyway, it's really close to Alice and I's heart. And Alice does quite a lot for the charity. And so I just got involved. But yes, it was actually a really nice experience, weirdly, because there was so much sort of team spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine.
And hello to Kat. There was a like-minded friend, Kat, there, who I had a lovely chat with.
A person or actually a cat?
She didn't say.
Okay.
I think maybe a person that sometimes changes into a cat.
Okay.
That sort of thing. That sort of thing, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. But she was lovely. As she left, actually, I saw her become a feline. That's right.
That's what... Was it the early hours of the morning?
Yes, of course.
It all adds up.
Do you know what? I woke up at 3 and for the first time ever when I woke up at 3, I didn't worry about it being the witching hour because I was like, I'm surrounded by people on the beach. If something's going to happen, I'll be fine.
Well, that's like me leaving the television on. So, you know.
That's just like you leaving the telly on. But yeah, it was absolutely fine. It was very wet. That's the only thing I would say. The driving rain was very hard to stay dry, which we didn't really. But listen, we got through it. It was a glimpse into what is like for someone that is living on the streets. I mean, it was such a luxurious glimpse into that. So I really, you know, I'm not moaning about it at all. It was really nice to be able to feel like I was doing something. Also, like in the lead up to Christmas, when I know we're all about to, well, you know, we're about to spend lots of money on lovely things, you know, lovely food and gifts for our people that we love. And so it was nice to be able to do something like that. And also... Oh my goodness, I can't believe the amount of like-minded friends that donated. Yeah, I'll be honest with you guys. We looked at the total and then we read all the messages when we were at about 11 o'clock. We were looking through them and it made me cry. That people who the people cared so much and people, you know, people giving what they could, just whether it was a couple of quid or whether it was, you know, more than that, it just meant so much. So you guys are the best and I really appreciate it and thank you so much. But yeah, that was my experience. It's chilly on the beach in December at, at 1 in the morning.
Brighton. So cold down there. Well done. Very good. And well done to our wonderful listeners for getting behind you.
Yes, thank you very much. How's your week been? You sort of look like you are in prison because of the grey sort
thank
of...
You. Yes, I'm wearing my tracky top today, but I just sort of went a bit cash.
I love it.
Well, you know, it's getting to that time of year. Had a lovely week, actually, Suze. We were down in Dorset at the weekend.
Now, whereabouts in Dorset? Do you remember
Wimborne.
We once got stuck on a...
Oh, did we?
We once got stuck in a road in Dorset on our way to the Lyme Regis Theatre.
Oh, was that where I had to change into first gear when we were on a hill?
That was when we decided it might be best for me to take over the driving mid-road.
Was that when we were reversing down the lane?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That was Dorset, was it? Near there?
I think so. I think we were going to the Lyme Regis Theatre.
It does get quite rural down there, I'll say that.
It's pretty though, isn't it?
Very pretty.
Wimborne, the Tivoli Theatre.
Indeed.
Which is like Art Deco.
She knows it.
Which is very pleasing. Well, of course, I love Art Deco.
Well, you won't.
But of course.
You won't miss out in Wimborne. we had a lovely time, although we were there in the buffeting wind, which was a little bit unnerving. And of course, what I did enjoy, and I'd forgotten about it, is once one leaves one's area, one changes one's local news program. You know, when we cross our local news around the country. And then we were suddenly on South.
South Today.
South Today. South Today.
Which of course, what Anne and Rowley Ruffle were watching.
Well, I was thinking this. And then there was an unexploded World War II bomb in Portsmouth.
Well, that's the sort of thing that we will do.
And I thought I should text Susie, but I thought that might be a little bit alarming to convey. So
yeah, my dad's going down there, kicking it, saying, I think it's fine.
Well, and then I saw the Isle of Wight ferry moving along in the background and I thought, I think everything's okay.
I think if the Isle of Wight ferry is going, you're fine.
And they're interviewing people on the street, which I always enjoy a vox pop.
Yes.
And people saying, oh, we can't believe it. Well, it's typical for around here.
Yes, that sort of thing.
Sort of slightly innocuous, but very nice to know.
Sort of charming and in a way.
Very charming. So
my
very charming.
Favorite vox pop is when there was, I think it must have been the Liz Truss election or something. And they stop a woman on the street in Bristol.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, so it looks like there's going to be another election. And she goes, oh, not another one. And it's, I think of that. I'd say three times a week.
Oh, that's nice.
Not another one. And I'll say it to people and they won't get it. I'll be getting maybe a biscuit out. Mm. Oh, not another one, Suze. Yes, another one for me. Yum, yum, yum.
Well, it was nice to be down there.
So what did you do in Wimborne? Did you drive? Well, did Alfie drive?
Alfie drove. We borrowed his mum's car. And,
clang.
Clang. And we went and we also popped in to see Alfie's friends who run the show at, shout out to the people at the Christ Church Theatre.
In Bournemouth? In
just outside Bournemouth. Mm. They run the Glad Rags Christmas show.
Oh, fun.
I recommend that.
Oh, that's very jolly.
And then we... and then we carried on our way and we saw our friends Sharon and Mel.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I know Mel, but I know Sharon and she's great.
Well, we had a lovely time, played some games.
Sharon is the person you want to go to if you need a great outfit. She's a stylist, isn't she?
She's
and if
a
you
stylist,
needed a great outfit
her.
For something,
yes.
She would
she
be the person to get
featured
in touch
on the Bake Off Instagram at one point because she does a lot of the styling for Bake Off. And I think her and Sharon were messing
around.
She styles
the cakes.
She styles the cakes. She puts lovely clothes
on. Put her in a dress.
All of that, you see. And then,
give that pavlova some trousers. That sort of thing.
Great show. A great show. Give that pavlova some trousers.
Wait a minute. Then, maybe I was drunk.
And then from there, came back. It was nice. And we bought our Christmas tree on Monday. A bit late for some people, but we are really pleased with the one we've got. It's got a lovely set.
Now, I saw you got Thick and Bushy. Is that what she was called?
We went with Thick and Bushy rather than Big Boys. Yeah, because, I don't know. It was, we have a bit of height, but we don't have too much.
You don't want it to be too big?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
We don't, and it's already wonky. So,
But listen, all of them are special.
All God's creatures.
All different, all God's creatures. Exactly that. Except for mine, who is plastic God's creatures.
In its way. In its way.
But you know, it does look lovely.
Yeah, well, that's great. What colour lights have you got?
Well,
amber, white, multicolour?
I've gone for the amber ones.
Amber,
I find the white slightly abrasive.
Abrasive,
brace,
yeah.
Brace,
yes.
They are... So we had two sets, and I said to Alice, I think we're better off just putting one up and sticking with the amber lights, and for it to be sparser in lights, but just one colour.
I feel like Alice is going to veto this in the story.
No, Alice was like, okay, fine. She knows that this is sort of my you know.
Your favourite? You like
it? Yeah, sort of. But also, like, you know, it's my... It's the sort of thing that I'll really care about, whereas she'll really care about us having, like, pensions.
Well...
And, you know, both important things.
You know, it takes
things.
All sorts, doesn't it? Yes, that's
it
right.
Really well, you can't have two people in a relationship that both want to do the tree and no one wants to do the pensions.
Yes, you're quite right. Quite right.
So I've got a pension and a tree. I guess is the moral of the story.
Well, that's the dream, isn't it? That's the dream. Have it all. So you've got your tree. Some nice garlands.
Yes, we do. Quite a lot of... I've realised over the years we've got weirder and weirder baubles.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got like... a dinosaur in a hat. They're all ones that my daughter lovely. Have chosen over the years. But now it does make for sort of, it, at a distance, it looks lovely. And then you get close to it and you're like, oh, that's a sausage dog on a surfboard wearing a Santa's
hat. Nice. That's nice.
And why not?
Well, I have two trees, Glang. One in the kitchen, one in the sitting room. The one in the kitchen is where I put the more eclectic ones that I'm sometimes sure. gifted. And then
upstairs. Put those down there. They will not go in the sitting room.
Exactly. And the sitting room one is the ones I have curated over the years. And they're often ones that we've collected. We have a little memory with them.
That's nice.
Maybe a stately home here.
Tom,
a pottery visit there.
It goes without saying. It goes without saying. Mm. Do you have any from sort of specific places?
Warmer Castle. Spode. Wedgwood. And...
Not Wedgwood... Wedgwood, I don't know where we're like, not Wedgwood, the China people.
It's because I went to their factory outlet.
Tom, all I'm saying is, you've got China ones.
Oh, yeah. And one of the China ones did fall off the tree. But anyway, that's by the by.
Do you know, they used to put candles, didn't they, on trees?
Yes, they did. And was that they called it trimming the tree? Was that what, because that is sort of technically what people say, isn't it, when they decorate the tree, trim the tree.
Trim the tree. Yeah, I didn't know if that was an Americanism.
Oh, I assume it was an oldie worldie thing.
Probably. But imagine our mums with candles on a tree. They
absolutely unhappy. Very stressed. Even more stressed.
Very stressed.
Which, I don't know how your mum feels about Christmas, but my mum could often feel a little bit on edge about it.
Sure. My mum will sometimes, she'll get very excited and then she might say something like, oh, it's just a roast dinner.
It's just a day.
And a few presents. Yeah.
It's just a day.
And then other times she might feel more festive.
Because I think my mum jumped into the world of figurines, which I know that Anne had been a part of for many years.
Of course, yes.
When absolutely terrified, a number of people who opened the downstairs cupboard and found a small Santa Claus in the darkness, not realising it was Santa Claus. They just thought it was a small...
Your mum was even decorating cupboards?
No, the little Santa Claus lived in the cupboard when he was
all year
bought.
Round.
Well, sort of all year round, yeah.
Mm. Just waiting, poised for Christmas.
But of course, if one is not expecting a sort of lifelike figurine, it can be a little bit unnerving.
We have one at Mum and Dad's that is the size, I mean, it's taller than me.
It's as big as that. It's not a nutcracker, is it?
No, no, no. It's a Santa.
Oh, nice.
I don't know where Dad got it from. My guess would be a pub that was closing down / the pier.
Okay.
The fair. It's massive. But it's the sort of thing that I don't think my dad would go and spend a lot of money on. So it must have, because he would think it was sort of a bit of tat. So he must have acquired it from someone. And it's really nice. Like, it's really good. Like, it's a massive Santa. But my God, my daughter is bloody terrified of it. I don't know what she'll be like this year. But last year and the year before, she was like, no Christmas, no Father Christmas. And we had to take her in the back door so she wouldn't see it at the front. And then Dad was like, I'm going to have to put that away. I can't be upsetting the baby.
Oh.
So back into the shed he went. So for two years, he's not been out. So he must be really itching for some fresh air.
I'm sure there's a horror film begging to be made about those figurines.
Yeah, I guess so. That must exist, mustn't it? The horror at Christmas.
So. Oh, yeah. The horror of Christmas is just a series of like really kind of gaudy green coming to life that our mums have bought. Very specific.
Yes, but I don't want any of them to be actually killing people. I'd just like them all to be sort of sassy or dim.
Okay.
Or like a real bitch, a real piece of work.
The Christmas horror. Okay.
So like literally they're coming to life being like, oh, can you see how she's done the tree?
Oh, dude.
This place.
It does become quite that, doesn't it? Christmas people become very judgy about things. And I've noticed a lot of, judginess is not just for Christmas. As I was saying.
As you've always said.
A bitch is for life, not just for Christmas. But I have been aware that the inflatable Christmas exterior Christmas decoration is really having a moment, come what may. And I don't mind it, actually.
I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it? I said I don't mind it, but okay.
No, I know you did. But I feel like by you saying I don't mind it, what you were really saying was I don't like it, but you were trying to be polite.
Yes, that is correct.
I thought I could read you then.
You did. You perfectly. Yeah.
Perfectly. loud and clear.
Loud and clear. I
like some lights, but again, too many. Let's be careful.
Some people won't hold back.
The sort of thing where you might go, oh God, what's this? Blackpool Illuminations. That sort of thing.
Yeah, like Piccadilly Circus.
Yes, lots of dad things to say.
And of course, well, in my family history, it would be my dad who would be involved. My mum would be instructive. My dad would be having to do it. So of course,
saying things like, oh, Paul, don't fall. Don't, no, not fact, there. Take it down.
Up. Like lots of arguments like that.
That's
the heart of Christmas.
Yeah, the real heart of Christmas.
Snappy.
Is hearing your mum say to your dad, well, I don't know where they are. Just look in the loft.
That
sort of thing.
Like that. Yes.
You can have to go out and get a fuse.
Well, I think it looks nice. Ah, well, that sort of thing.
You know, and then dad's pretending on Christmas morning that they know what you've got.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
I would say that would be my dad's biggest acting of the year.
Yeah, that would be
when mum has fun. When I'm opening stuff and I say thanks, mum, thanks, dad, and dad goes, "What is it?"
Yeah, yeah. You know, I told you I think about when dad was instructed to do the labels on presents for us. Wasn't that long ago?
And, go on.
You know, so it's often an opportunity to put another little message, isn't it?
Shove it.
No, just from dad. In
oh, no, I didn't know that was the other message. Didn't he sometimes write shove it in a card?
Oh, he would sometimes write shove it. That was sort of his little catchphrase. I should probably remember more. But he would just write from dad. It was mum then had to say, oh, that's for Tom. Yeah, that's for James. Yeah, that's for Tom.
Yep.
So, you know, lovely, lovely mums.
Lovely memories.
Lovely memories.
And before, whilst we're talking about lovely memories, I'm very excited for our live show on Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, see you next Tuesday, everyone.
See you next Tuesday. So excited.
Really excited.
Let's be honest. We've not planned it all yet.
No.
But we do have a meeting on Friday.
We've got a fun meeting on Friday and a lot of exciting things are coming together. So we're very pleased. So
very excited.
Thank you for coming to that. We're going to have a right laugh.
Go on, sorry.
Well, I'll say two other things.
Please do.
We went to the first preview of Titanic on Monday, and I'm sure a lot of people will have heard about it or will have booked tickets, but I really enjoyed it.
An elevator pitch? Because it's like
Celine Dion. It's the film Titanic as though Celine Dion was on board the Titanic.
Oh my God, it's so camp.
It's so funny. And the Lauren Drew plays Celine Dion and Rob Houcher is in it. And this, I mean, everybody in it is so good. It's such an ensemble.
And doesn't Leighton Williams play the iceberg?
Yes, he does.
That's hilarious.
He does. Well, it's a twist on that.
Right.
Every moment, every beat is hilarious.
Okay, I've got to see it.
Lauren Drew doing Celine Dion. You feel like you're watching Celine Dion.
Oh, really? Okay, I've got to go and see it.
It's right up your street. You'll laugh the whole time. I thought, oh, it's the first preview. It'll probably be half empty. You know, it might be.
Right.
It might be that sport. It was like everybody was, it was so round. And it was like everybody you've ever met was there. It was great.
Really? Who? Were there some slabs clang?
Well, behind us was Matt Crockett, the photographer.
Photographer. So, that's a clang.
A clang, absolutely. So it was lovely. It was really nice. Everybody was very, very, very fun. And you get to wear a sailor's hat, which we enjoyed.
Oh, of course.
I recommend
so
that.
Chic.
Also, I'm sure a lot of our listeners will have found it, but Smoggy Queens with Phil Dunning is a fabulous watch on BBC Three. I know we're not a cultural recommendation show, but it's
well, we kind
like,
of are.
I just thought it's so funny. We watched two on one night and we watched the rest the next. We absolutely loved it. We were quoting it. We're talking about it. And even though it's quite, they're quite big characters, I actually found I related to them more than I would have done something that was very serious.
Great.
You know what I mean? I just thought it was so heartful, but so funny. A bit kind of, it reminded me of like what John Waters did for Baltimore, Phil Dunning has done for Middlesbrough. I thought it was great.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
It's brilliant. I think it's just such a fun watch. And I came in the other night and it was on the telly because we watched it on iPlayer because we're young, but Mum had it on the telly and she was really enjoying it. And I thought that's a good measure. You know, somebody of a different generation.
Oh, that's a sign, isn't it? When something's a real hit.
Yeah, I think it's
when good. Young people, old people, yeah. Whatever you are, watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Also, not calling your mum old, Irene. She doesn't listen, does she?
No, she
older.
Doesn't.
She does. She doesn't know. She couldn't get a podcast.
Yeah, we're not up to that yet.
Should we do some emails?
I would love that, Suze.
Because we've had so many.
Oh, inundated.
We're inundated. Dear Susie and Tom, a short and sweet one today, though I'm a long-time listener, first-time writer, inner, love the pod, all that stuff. Please have merch with I Like Toast and Sitting Down on It from today's episode, Wednesday the 27th of November. It speaks to my soul. Thank you, bye, 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 etc. And that's from Sadie.
Oh,
I don't remember saying that, but it does feel on brand.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, wonderful to hear. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We'll have a look. We're having a look at merch, aren't we? So maybe, absolutely. maybe we'll put it on the list.
Well, we've got a very nice message here.
Oh, yes.
From Ruben, lifelong listener, first time writing into the pod.
Love the name Ruben, by the way.
Lovely name. Congratulations to you both as you have won podcast of the year, brackets according to my Spotify Wrapped.
We'll take it.
Yeah, I'll have that. And apparently I'm in the top listeners, which is an achievement I wasn't expecting to have this year. I look forward to your podcast every week. It always brings a smile to my face. I'm emailing you today because I wanted to tell you about the charity I work for, the Proud Trust. We support LGBT plus young people all across the UK with local support available in Manchester. We do this through LGBT plus youth groups, mentoring, creating educational resources and providing training to educate others on how to be better allies to our wonderful community. At this time of year, our work more important than ever as we create safe and welcoming spaces for young people to be themselves and feel supported. We're currently trying to fundraise £500 to run a winter warmer youth group to give young people a space to socialise with other LGBT plus people and be themselves in a safe and supportive place during the festival period. If you can please give us a little shout out to help us toward hitting our goal, that would be amazing. I'd also love for you both to try out something we do at the start of every session called the Pronoun Throwdown. It's an icebreaker where we ask everyone to share their name, pronouns, ask a random question, and some good news from their week. Well, I think we've covered most of that, haven't we?
Yes, I think so.
We do this to ensure our spaces are safe and accountable, giving young people room to explore new names, try out pronouns, and just be their true selves, regardless of how long they've been attending youth group. One of our favourite questions, and now I'm asking you, is if you could eat any item of clothing based solely on how it looks, what would it be? For me, it would be my glasses. They remind me of licorice, and I imagine the lenses would taste like mint-flavoured hard-boiled sweets. wishing you a wonderful festive period from Ruben. Bye, 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 bye. Well, what piece of clothing would you choose to eat?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, do you know what? I've got a jumper that is... like an Aran jumper, which I think,
ooh,
if it was like, food, might be candy floss.
Oh.
Which I like, but never eat because it's bad for your teeth.
I think if I had to do something, I would choose, I have some pocket squares. They're in a baby pink, powder pink.
Oh, nice.
It'd be like ice cream. That's what I think.
Nice. Thank you, Ruben, for getting in touch. The Proud Trust, if people want to look them up, see if they can help. That'd be wonderful. And thanks. Yeah, thanks so much. We've got another lovely message here. My dear, darling friends, as I write, I have a 4-month-old sleep suckling on my right boob and a very needy British short hair cat needing my left leg. Thankfully, the precocious 4-year-old who loves to swing from my neck is at nursery currently. Life is a lot at the moment. Bloody hell, it really sounds like it is. I want to say thank you for your wonderful podcast. When I walk up and down my local park, desperately trying to get the baby to sleep for longer than 20 minutes, brackets, it never happens. You are often keeping me company with your wonderful chit chat and perfect antidote to the torture of sleep deprivation and circling dark clouds of postnatal anxiety and depression. As well as your podcast, I've been trying to cheer myself up with classic, light, / lovely British films. It started with Sense and Sensibility and somehow took the road of Richard Curtis' collection, Notting Hill, Four Weddings, etc. Once these were done, I then moved on to Tamara Drew, a film, brackets, and classic novel I adore. To my surprise, who should make an appearance in the scene of book signing but a younger, heavy tweed-wearing Tom Allen. In the briefest of moments, we heard him discuss details about wine and assume his character was a fancy wine collector sort. It could be one of those happy coincidences, but I like to think, Susie and Tom, you are my little mental health guardian angels helping along this very tricky journey with a young baby and a young child, and some days when life can feel very hard and lonely. I would be interested to know, Tom or Susie, do you have any other unexpected parts in films, and what is your go-to film if you need to get out of your head and cheer up? Much love and thank you, Natalie. First of all, Natalie, I can't tell you how much it means that we sort of give you a bit of a lift when days can be hard. I think anyone that listens to the podcast knows that Tom and I also have those experiences, and there's things that we cling on to when we're feeling a bit low. And so to know that we are that to you, it means an awful lot. So thank you for saying that, Natalie.
Thank you for saying that.
Tom, you pop up in another film, don't you?
I pop up in a couple. I mean, I don't think I'm very good.
but
Tomorrow Drew, Start of 10 is the one that people often see
around.
Yes,
because you have hair in that and people get very excitable.
And then what's another one? I don't know. That's probably it, really. But
I'm not in any movies.
I mean, I'm only in them for like one line.
the guy that played the wine collector.
I don't remember my nomination. But nonetheless, very grateful.
And Tom, what do you watch when you're feeling a bit meh?
When I'm feeling blue, I have been prone to watch it. Well, anything funny, really. So, Frasier is a good one.
Yes.
In the mornings.
Airplane
can be very fun. And actually, that was on the telly the other day. And what was the other? I mean, what was the other thing I tend to pop on? Oh, Round the Horn, audio-wise.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very good. What do I watch? What do I come back to? Oh, I tell you what, this time of year, The Holiday. I love that. I love that. And it used to be, you know, when I first moved to London and I was living with friends for the first time, I had one of those TVs that had a DVD player in the bottom.
Gosh, you had it all, didn't you, Sis?
I really did, yeah. I lived in a room, I mean, the box room, it was so tiny, it would only fit a single bed in it. I had the DVD of Bridget Jones and I would watch it, I would say, probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, that's a nice one to watch.
It just felt like home, and I was very homesick, but I really wanted my sort of new life in London to work. So it was like my little security blanket every night.
I do feel very heartened, but also, heartened that you were so brave as a teenager. You came to London and you didn't have family here and you made it work.
But then
brave.
I met you, Tom. And now I've got family here.
Now you've got your family here.
Let's just have one more. Hello from Western Australia.
Wow.
Blang. I'm sitting
Qantas
here.
Qantas do operate a direct flight from there.
Sorry?
Qantas do operate a direct flight.
Good to know. I'm sitting here in the air conditioning watching Muppets Christmas Carol. I've not seen it for 20 years and I forgot how wonderful it was.
Oh.
Thank you for the reminder. And that's from Tracy.
Tracy, enjoy when a cold wind blows it. Chills you.
Yeah. So good.
Me. Oh, yes. We watched that several times, actually.
It's so good.
Which is, I mean, almost to the point we're like fed up with it. Shouldn't be, should you, at this point?
No. You must stop now. Oh, have you watched Single All the Way?
Alfie is obsessed with Hallmark films. So we watch it. That, Hats Off to Christmas.
But Single All the Way is the gay one.
Gay one, yeah, we watched it, yeah. I can't remember exactly, but...
Did you hate it or love it?
I met the guy, actually, from it, who is...
The really good-looking one that was in Bros.
Indeed.
Oh. Was he lovely?
Lovely. Very nice.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so. I've made a decision and I'm pleased. And I'm pleased I'm right.
Yeah, Single All the Way... There's a lot of lovely twinkling lights in there.
Yes, and lots of And just lovely to have a queer Christmas film.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Tom, but, I mean, it's the same with, is it called Season's Greetings?
Oh,
the lesbian one.
Okay.
And it's sort Hallmark of fine, yes, but it's like, yes. but I will watch it every year. I mean, it's not, I don't know. I just, you know, it's not perfect, but who is?
Hey, if we were perfect, we wouldn't
have this podcast.
We wouldn't have this podcast.
Right. Yeah. We ought to go.
Please let the people
live their lives.
What a lot we've covered. Cultural recommendations.
Yes.
Charitable works.
Tom's bushy and thick tree. Is it bushy and thick?
Thick and bushy, yeah.
Thick and bushy, thick and lovely.
Shout out to Jack Frost's on Shire Lane in Biggin Hill.
And also Jack Very Frost, nice the snowman that comes to life.
Is that a Hallmark film?
I think it's Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. I think I do remember that, yeah.
And if you're coming to the live show, boy, do we have some fun planned for you.
We're going to have a lot of fun, okay?
Okay. Yeah, okay, if you're coming, bring your fun vibes.
Yeah, just for goodness sake, bring your
for
fun
God's
vibes.
For God's sake. Okay. Right, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, okay, everyone?
Okay, bye.
Have a lovely week. Okay, bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.